Hi everyone, this is Andrea Dumbecki and this is Angel Life Makeover. You can find me at angelfairyhealing.com. Happy New Year everyone. I'm super excited to be here to share some inspiration for the new year to keep you going and to keep your head on straight, right? That seems like the theme right now. We need to keep focused on creating positive things in our lives and not get caught up in the mass hysteria and fear. So let's take a moment to connect with ourselves, connect with our higher self, our angels, and just realign with the positive energies of the universe. The angels say this is a very important time to go within for clarity, go within for peace, and stop getting distracted by the outside world. Take extra time for meditation, journaling, and really getting your head on straight, so to speak, recognizing what energy you are embodying, what thoughts you are thinking, and what you are creating. We are master creators, and we have forgotten this power. This power has not been cultivated in our society, so we have to cultivate it within ourselves. We have to start to remember that we are all wizards, right? We are wizard creators creating our own reality, and our chakras are upgrading, our aura is upgrading, and we are remembering who we are. Sometimes we remember through turmoil in the outer world, through challenges in our personal lives. Things happen to shake us awake, right? And so I want to remind you guys this, to change your perspective about any challenges you may be facing, that they are opportunities for you to rise above, opportunities for you to grow, opportunities for you to remember your power, opportunities for you to bring in more knowledge. Everything is a gift, and life is on your side, right? Life is acting as a catalyst to push you into your mastery. So let's take a moment to bring in the angels to comfort us as we walk our life journey. They remind us that they are always here, and they know that life can be scary. We can be afraid of things. We can feel that we don't have the strength to overcome things. The angels would just like us to sit with that for a moment and just bring in prayers, bring in support to shine the light on our own lives and on the whole world. So let's take a moment to just connect with the angels and bring in that comfort, receive that powerful comfort, and know that you are never alone. And all we have is the present moment. The world is changing fast. Which direction are you going? What do you want out of life? What energies do you want to embody? If there are energies running you, such as fear, grief, stress, it is time to overcome. Archangel Michael's here with his wand of creation, his sword of power, his shield of protection, whatever you need. Embody his tools of healing to help you to feel empowered and to take charge of your life. We're going to be doing some global healing also to help us to really feel that we're safe in the world and that the world is going to be okay. Life is going to be okay. We're doing some future blessings. And we're really just bringing in the comfort in the heart and soul. I feel there's a lot of frozen energy. A lot of people are frozen in fear and stress. And a lot of people are processing 2020 and everything that's happened. So let's do some releasing of 2020, blessing of 2020, and gratitude that we have learned our lessons, that we have overcome, and that we have the strength to keep going. We're also going to ask the angels what our next step is in life. Many of us are getting pushed in different directions. It's okay to let go of what used to work. It's okay to walk down new and exciting paths. It's okay to change. We are spreading our wings, so to speak. So just take a moment to let go with grace and just open your heart to new, beautiful blessings and know that you will be supported throughout change, whether that's changes in career, family, friendships, many relationships changes. Relationship changes have been happening, and it's important to let go, bless all involved, and know that you are always safe, always loved, and always supported. So just bringing in that calming angel energy for everybody. The angels remind us to practice our tools, meditation, journaling, understanding yourself and your level of sensitivity, what nurtures you. I was really thinking about that this morning, how animals really help me, music really helps me, and just having that downtime, that peaceful time where I'm just kind of with nature, and I don't have a really busy schedule, and I don't have all these unnecessary obligations, and I'm not trying to save everyone and fix everything. It's really important to know thyself and care for yourself so that you can be in balance. So we want to release any energies of martyrdom or self-sacrifice or burnout and really recognize how we can make time for ourselves and know thyself and understand how to really care for our body, mind, and spirit.